Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're laying our life down in hopes that we could bring something to you, the value, kingdom value, of a biblical value, of God value to you. Mm-hmm. I mean, we lay it down. We lay it down and just say, you know, Lord, here we are, use us. And he kind of established this as a trumpet. It's kind of what he had said. And I know that when Brother Isaiah comes from Nigeria, we had a chance to pray, you know, prior to that. And God just began to speak prophetically. And I don't know if you've ever had somebody just pray prophetically, but God, you know, all these gifts flow. You need to say, God, I want all these gifts, you know, and one of the gifts is prophecy. And that's where the Lord begins to just to give you a word and to confirm some things and encourage you, but also sometimes rebuke. And I was talking to Steve and talking about the VFN torch and, like, you know, how much prophecy is now on the torch?
It's all prophecy.
It's all prophecy. And by the way, prophecy is when God's given us insight. You know, some of it's wisdom, words of wisdom, some's knowledge, but God's just given us this prophetic. He lets us know before it happens. And there's a lot of that with VFN TV, but it's so great to have brothers come from other nations and countries to hear that. And one thing, I mean, this is something the Lord has done and is doing. And the nations are going to be coming to the Gulf Coast. The nations are going to be coming to the Gulf Coast so that a move of God so powerfully that you can compare it to Azusa Street to give you an idea of the DNA of it. But the Azusa Street revival in 1906 is small in comparison for what's going to happen. And it's going to touch the whole world. And one thing that we do have is a grid.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I know that John and I served the nations. Was it hot dogs?
Hot dogs, barbecue.
Sunscreen, chairs, umbrellas, because there was a revival. It started at Father's Day 1995 in the Gulf Coast. And it was called the Brownsville Revival because it happened at Brownsville Assembly of God Church, where John Kilpatrick was the pastor there. And we have a lot of details about that, and hopefully they'll be related. You can just go find about on the VFN torch. But you had people that would show up before the sun came up almost.
Oh, yeah.
But the doors wouldn't open till around
7 p.m.
7 p.m. So they're there. The whole world was out in this somewhat wide, you know, 10 people wide type line that was long, that would zigzag around, I don't know, two or three blocks.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you went down streets, it would have turned corners and everything. And the just Lord laid on my heart, you know, we need to love on these people. We need to be able to, because they were getting heat stroke, and this is the middle of summer, I believe.
Nowhere to eat now.
I mean, it was years.
Yeah.
They were passing out from heat stroke. They needed food, and there was, like, nowhere to eat. I mean, this is, of all the places to move, it was like, this is a place where there wasn't much things. This one grocery store. That was amazing. But so we began to feed them, and we got to meet people from all around the world. And it was so beautiful to see the hunger of when God begins to stir a people and he begins to do something like what was talked about. You know, several have talked about it, including Bob Jones talking about the Lighthouse Prophecy, as we talked about, and how God was walking out these different aspects of, you know, bringing nations here, his cabinet, like a government-type cabinet, and these things intervene. Well, you think about it, the very thing that John and I were, and my wife, and Jason Tarasas, who is married now, so you don't hear much from him anyway.
Kate Chara.
Hey, Jason. Yeah, Kate Chara came out.
Really?
Kate Chara. Yeah, she's in Houston now. And we would feed them, but the name of the concession, the portable concession thing, was called the Lighthouse. And but we were just, it just loved it. We loved, you know, we loved talking to everybody. And they were reading at that time. They were reading Rick Joyner's
Final Quest.
And I think it was Final Quest, because the other ones weren't out yet.
Morningstar Journal and all that.
Yeah, Morningstar Journal. And it was just a beautiful type thing. And we know for a fact, we don't have to this doesn't, you know, faith requires you to believe in something that has not yet happened yet. But if you've seen it, now you can have faith for God doing more than what you've seen. So we know that God can just suddenly gather the nations, because people come. You know, we talked about, you know, Puff Graham, that one moment when Billy Graham was one of his relatives sent a word to a press guy. I forget the guy, name of the press at that time. That's back when they had newspapers and
in New York, right?
Yeah, I think it was in Great Britain at the time, though. And just said, yeah, I don't know where. I think Billy was in, Billy Graham was in California. The mass media dude was in Great Britain. She may have been in New York when she called him and said,
yeah.
But all he said was this, Puff Graham. That was it. So he sent to all of his newspapers, said, Puff him. All of a sudden, you know, God took Billy Graham to where he is, and he's ministered to kings and presidents and just, you know, powerful man. Now his son's got his mantle doing beautiful things, you know, with Samaritan's Purse and Billy Graham Evangelistic Association and so many things. With Christmas box thing that's going on right now, that's mm-hmm. comes out of all that. So we know this is dual. The thing is to be prepared for it. And one way to be prepared is to begin to pray. You know, you can say, you know, I want to see it first. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, I don't know if I'm going to agree with what God's going to do. Or, you know, they might not sing the way I like. You know, instead of saying, you know, God, whatever you're doing, I want to be a part of it. I want to be a part of what you're doing. I want to be trained up. I want to be your disciple. I want to be available, because this is an entire Gulf Coast. This is not like just a like at the Brownsville Revival. That was 3100 West DeSoto Street. That was where it was happening. 8,000 people at a time on campus. People, it was beautiful. But this is not in any one place. This is the Gulf Coast, you know, from Alabama. It's going to go all over the place, and we all have to be ready for this. And some of the words that have been given, and we've talked about it already, we have this available to all our partners, because we gave a download to all of our partners from the Harvest Summit, talking about 1,000 people a week. Imagine 1,000 people a week coming to your church. You know, they got saved, they gave their life to the Lord, or they're coming to be saved. Can you ingest that? Would you ingest that? Would you accept that? Would you know what to do with 1,000 men and women and their families that said, you know, we want to know Jesus? Because that's what's going to happen. And what you have to do is first say, you know what, I'm going to become a disciple. I'm going to become a disciple of Jesus Christ. I'm going to actually get to know this Jesus I profess. Mm. And one good way to do that is the Multiply Movement. Multiplymovement.com. Francis Chan and David Platt are just a huge answer to prayer. We'll be talking more about that in the future, and hopefully we'll get an interview with Francis on it, because I mean, it's just beautiful. And just start this journey. It's a real simple journey, and you can get to it at vfntv.com and go to the links and click on Multiply Movement. But understand that you got to be his disciple first. You got to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. It's really not optional. You know, this America got this way where we are today because somebody said it was optional.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said that being fruitful is optional, being faithful is optional, and all these different things. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
And so he said, and so this is going to happen. And so one way to do it is get to know Jesus. You know, and just preparing you for what's about to come. And secondly, you know, be prepared not to judge it. You let God judge it. Understand that bright lights attract a lot of different things. But if it's God's bright light, you know, honor it. Mm-hmm. You take it with bugs and all. I mean, whatever happens, just like in the heart of this thing, you know, I mean, when you're dealing with human beings, you're going to have issues. I mean, come on. If we're all by ourselves on an island, we're going to have an issue, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. There's a lot of amens in the studio here. And so, but get ready for this. And, you know, really, I mean, it's going to take everybody. There's not a lot of people on the Gulf Coast right now. It's going to take all the church just to awaken and begin to. Secondly, is to think about, you know, abide with the Lord. Learn to abide with him. And he says that you can do nothing apart from abiding with him. And we have a simple plan for you how to do this. It's real simple, but it's very powerful. And it's at iabide.org, iabide.org. You can request a simple plan and begin now to learn how to identify his voice and how he speaks to you. When you're interested in God, you know, when you show an outward sign of being interested in God, God's going to show an outward sign of being interested in you. He's interested in you, but you're going to start seeing things come your way. When you draw near to God, he's going to draw near to you. So when you make this conscious effort to say, you know, I'm going to follow the words of Jesus in John 15, I'm going to begin to abide with him, you're going to have this relationship, because God, this whole thing is about God wants to have fellowship with you.
Mm.
And once you have fellowship with him, you're going to be thinking, I want to do something for you. I want to be there for you. You know, I want, what can I do for you? And he says, well, I want you to bear fruit, much fruit and fruit that lasts, mm-hmm. showing yourselves to be my disciple. I mean, think how important that is, you know, fruitful and disciple in the same thing.
Right.
He said, you didn't choose me, but I chose you and I appointed you to go. Should I go or not? Yeah. Mm-hmm. He said, go. Mm-hmm. And begin to prepare yourself, because I tell you, I really believe when I look back at what happened on Father's Day 1995, you know, that, you know, Pastor John Kilpatrick, he was prepared because he was desperate for God to move. He had this longing, this crying in his heart. He had a vision of what God already showed him was going to happen when he first came to Pensacola and began to look at this. You know, God gave him a vision, and how it ended up is exactly what happened, what God said, which is important about a vision. We talked about that already before. Mm-hmm. By the reason why that segment was so fast, we had a limited amount of time. I'm like, man, I'm just like downloading so fast.
Right.
But we're going to have it available for our partners, though, a more casual conversation mm-hmm. about that coming soon to our partners' area under teachings. But to prepare yourself for this, and I would think his biggest frustration was that, you know, we weren't tapping into what he was desperate for. We didn't have a grid, but he had a vision, and you know, we loved him, and it was just amazing what happened, because suddenly, when you finally get to the point of like, you know, who cares? It's not going to happen, and God moves, and he just totally takes over, and it was strictly the mercies, the grace of God, and it was beautiful. And guess what happened? The nations came. And that's what Brother Isaiah was talking about. The nations are going to come, but it looks like this is going to be that billion soul harvest. Mm-hmm. I mean, it has the feeling of this billion soul harvest. And we've been preparing, you know, as you see us, you know, worldwide and with radio and the vision's been around on a weekly television broadcast mm-hmm. to maintain that. It's been around for a long time, speaking the vision of what God's doing. And then with the birthing of Trail Life and the birthing of, which is the new, you know, Christ-centered Boy Scouts, I guess you would say, mm-hmm. you know, a beautiful thing, because that comes from the Malachi mandate for our perspective. And then the birthing prior to that of the girls.
Christian Heritage?
Yeah, the Christian,
Heritage.
American Heritage yeah. Girls is and we're hopefully going to start our troops soon at the Dream Center as well. And God spoke very specifically to two people about these. Mm. And we can see it happening in every church. You know, it's just like there's so many good things in store, but you got to prepare yourself. It's not how it has been. It's not what they told you. It's going to require all of you, but it's worth it. This is what you were designed for. This is your purpose. And it's not just in church, you know, buildings. It's everywhere. It's going to be in your business, in your schoolhouse. It's going to be in the government house. It's going to be in, you know, all the television and media. I mean, everything we've been talking about, the glory stories. I mean, it's going to be the most exciting thing, but it's going to be happening so quickly and so fast. It's like a wave. It's like surfing. If you're going to surf, you know, and this wave is coming, this big, huge wave is coming. And this is the original word the Lord gave me. And it's so big that you got to start paddling, you got to learn how to paddle and go forward as fast as you can. You got to pick up the right speed, you got to be at the right timing, and you got to know how to surf. And so when the wave comes, you'll catch it. But if you think you're going to surf when the wave gets here, it'll just pass you right by. I mean, there's nothing probably more depressing to a surfer, which we don't have time to surf. No. They just sit there and wait all day for a wave, get distracted, and the one wave that came, you missed it. Right. And it does. It just passes you by. It just parts and goes right past you.
Right on by.
And God specifically talked about this. When we get back, I want Pat to be able to share, because God's brought up and said, okay, the wave is here. The wave is here. It's a big wave. And guess what? God showed Pat surfing this wave. So do you remember me talking about that word, you know, what, in 2000 and whatever, and we have dates, I guess, but it was like, you know, I'm talking to people and they're looking at me like, okay, you know, whatever, you know, like, okay, this is what God's saying, this is what we're going to do. And when you move prophetically, the thing about prophecy is Yeah, you're moving ahead of people even knowing what's going on. Mm-hmm. And you barely know. You're just walking in faith what God is revealing it to you. But you're just doing it. And then things begin to form behind the prophetic movement where all of a sudden foundational things start falling in place. You don't go foundational. You don't start building a foundation on a house that you don't know exists yet. You first have to know that a house is coming.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of looks kind of like you do your best at trying to, I don't know what it's going to look like, but this is what's going on. The one big thing that God showed me was, and I didn't bring a surfboard at that meeting, but I think I showed a picture of one. I mean, I had a big wave, had a huge wave. And since then, you know, the wave stopped. God showed us the wave stopped as he gave Amber the dream, you know, and it just stopped. And, you know, some people partied on the beach. Some people went out to see what was going and other people prepared. And then, of course, you saw that wasn't a sand dune. We won't talk about that part of it. But then surfing was a thing. And so when you think about this, big waves coming, it's the wave of God's glory. And by listening to this, by listening to what I'm saying, and like we listen to, I mean, it's just, you know, we're just telling you what we know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all of us. It's none of this, you know, mind type thing. God loves us all. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And so he wants this wave of glory just to, as Brother Isaiah said, just ooze out, you know. And we've seen just, you know, bits and pieces of it. And it's not, you know, and I just, you know, there's, you know, people can want it so bad they try to make it happen. So it just looks like this roller coaster thing, this religious thing. And you're just tired. It's like, oh, it's time to do the donuts. Let's go sing that next song.
Yeah.
You know, and some of that could be like doing the hard work of breaking through too. I don't know. But this is going to carry you. You know, when God poured out his glory in Brownsville in that revival, I mean, you didn't have to say show up at 8. People showed up at, you know, 10 hours before it was time to be there.
Right.
You didn't have to tell people to you need to stay till the full thing's over, because you had to tell them to actually go at 4:00 in the morning.
Yeah, right.
And when they're flashing the lights, Elmer was like, click, 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 click. The lights are going out. But the presence of God, we're swimming in the glory of God. And what we're hearing is, and what God is showing us, this is way bigger than all this. This is way bigger. I mean, God is showing me, legs being, you know, broken legs snapping back into place. You know, somebody with like two broken legs just snapping back in place. He's showing me, you know, there's a woman out there right now that has this big, you know, something happened and you're like this big hump in your back, and God's just going to, he's just going to push that back in and just, you know, and it's going to freak out religious people who don't know God. They're going to run from it. But the people who want God and understand God as a healing God, they're going to run after God.
Mm.
And just powerful things are happening, are going to begin to happen. I know that we had, you know, a situation where, you know, hopefully we'll talk about it Friday. Every Steve and I will talk about it, about when he's at the airport and you have somebody with a, you know, operated rotator cuff. God heals right there on the spot. Hopefully we'll be able to have that video for you. We'll talk about it Friday. Make sure you tune in Friday. But, you know, so a wave, the symbolism what God was showing was this wave. And so we had to figure out how to paddle, because all we knew was religion.
Mm.
You know, all we knew, you know, we had to break out like Miles Monroe talked about. We talked about an earlier program about, you know, we got to just go into this next level. We cannot define this next move of God. And it's a movement off any past things. We can gain wisdom. We can appreciate and honor what God has done. But we cannot define it. So we have to, God, what are you saying for this next thing? What do you want? Mm-hmm. What do you want done? So we begin to just hear what we were able to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And what was so cool, when Pat and I recently made it up to the Harvest Summit in South Carolina, a lot of people who've been hearing the same thing. And that was about leaders in the harvest that have been hearing and preparing. And it was like across the board, across the nations, they were hearing, you know, nobody ran. I mean, everybody was in agreement.
That's right.
And there was, every word was just, Pat and I would look at each other and go, wow, that was just identical to what God was saying, which, I mean, God is about to do something that's going to be, that he said, God is about to do something that you wouldn't even believe if he told you. That's
right.
The scripture, you know that? Mm-hmm. That was the word that was given at that time. And so here we are right now. So this wave was like, it's coming really close. And so God speaks to Pat, tell us about this confirmation about this wave and you surfing.
Right. Yeah. I had two dreams this night. Maybe it was the same one, but two scenes. The first dream, I'm actually surfing on a surfboard. And And naturally, I have no idea how to surf. But in this dream, I was just ripping it up like a professional.
But you think about it now. Mm-hmm. Since that day that prophetic word came, you were doing things you didn't even know you could do. Think about it. It's taught you.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. It's amazing what you're doing, isn't it? Oh, absolutely.
It's amazing.
And I'm cutting back and forth in the waves, and there's people in the water, actually, people from the church I can see, and just cutting around them, and they're actually in the water.
Well, cutting around, you probably need to define that a little bit more. So you're actually like
swerving
on the water, having a good time.
Yeah. Yeah. Just, you know, going back and forth on the board.
Okay.
Basically.
Showing off.
Just having a good time.
Having a good time. Yeah. Was there a Saints emblem on the board?
Oh. No, I don't remember.
We hope not.
I don't know. All right. Then the next scene, I'm standing on this.
How big was this wave that you were surfing?
They weren't that big. I mean, maybe 10 feet.
So God, those particular waves. So God is telling you now that you can surf.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Then the next scene, I'm actually standing on a giant seawall, and the seawall is at least 100 feet high because I'm standing at the top of it, looking down. The wall was made of concrete. You know, so I'm looking down at the seashore 100 feet down.
It was like a breaker. It's almost like a cliff.
It's like a giant cliff, but it was just a giant wall that was actually holding back whatever, you know, the water and holding the earth back the other direction. So I'm standing on it, and all of a sudden I'm seeing this huge wave roll up to the seawall where I'm standing, and it rolls right up to the edge. And at the top of the wave, I could see people actually in the water, not on boards, but just floating in the water. It just rolls right up, and I'm looking at them. Actually, my wife was one of them. And other members of the church. And she looked really, really concerned.
So God was showing you, when you talk about the church, the church was involved.
The body of Christ.
The body of Christ.
Right. And as quickly as it rolled up, it just rolled right back out.
Wow.
100 foot.
100 foot wave.
100 foot
wave. Wow. And they were riding on the crest of it.
And by the way, Waveland, Mississippi went down on 20 foot waves.
That's right.
20-foot waves. It was totally wiped out. Remember Waveland, Mississippi, during the hurricane?
Oh, yeah.
So a 100-foot wave, you can only – it's got a storm surge coming in. In other words, it's gonna rain. The wave's going to come over, you know, religion. It's going to come over prostitutes, preachers. It's going to come over CPAs, doctors, lawyers, you know, fast food workers. I mean, it's just going to come. This glory of God's going to come. And it reminds me, the very same night, I don't know how much time we have. When we get back from this break, I'm going to tell you about the very same night God spoke to my wife and me in a dream while we're laying side by side and gave two angles of what's going to be happened that you're not even going to be able to get away from what God's about to do. It's such a powerful, powerful thing. So the same night, you know, Don and I are sleeping, and God gives her a dream and me a dream. And in this dream, in my dream, all of a sudden, it was water just started coming up, like the rivers and stuff started just flooding. And so I was first on this little piece of patio type thing by this big type building thing and thinking that, you know, maybe water won't come here. And all of a sudden, the water started coming. And it's like, man, I got to get to the high places, right? So I go to the this high mountain type thing, you know. It wasn't concrete like Pat's. It was like a cliff or something. And when I got to the top of the cliff, I realized there was already flood water coming on the other side and was already at the top of the cliff. It was about to pour over the cliff. And so the earth was being flooded.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, when God's speaking to me about that, God speaks to my wife about rain was coming down and rain was flooding the earth. So God was telling me, it's going to come from the seas, and telling her it's going to come from the clouds. And God just confirms, you know, that this way, this glory, this outpouring, when you say, you know, let the teachings of Moses rain down on me, you know, when you talk about the presence of God, the glory of God, and, you know, I've experienced and at times do, but the glory of God, there's nothing like the presence. You're designed for the presence and the glory of God. And then I think about, you know, about the glory. Then I think about what, and so this flooding, these waves, you know, when a tsunami comes in, spiritual tsunami comes in, or a natural tsunami comes in, a big wave, everything gets flooded, you know? And then I think about, well, we're talking about the glory of God. And so John tells us about how God was sowing you. You were in this gathering, and all of a sudden, you know, somebody starts, show me the glory.
Oh, yeah. I was in this gathering. And
it was a dream.
I was in a dream, and I believe there was a well-known minister that was ministering, and some things were happening, but he just kind of kept going on, and well-known in healing ministry. And then another minister rises up who his ministry has been known for signs and wonders, and he stands up right next to me. He's sitting next to me, and he screams, show me the glory! Show us the glory! And soon after that, I believe this is connected to the same dream, I saw this young girl, and she came up to give a testimony. And as she's giving a testimony, she's doing, you know, a little teaching, and I'm watching her, and I said, oh, wow, this is cool. Kind of a teenager, and you could tell that in the dream, and our dreams are, I just felt she was a young, you know, a new believer, young believer. Mm-hmm. And then she starts to pray for, you know, some people, and I thought, wow, okay, you know, this is cool, and people are being touched, and I said, oh, this is nice. And then all of a sudden, this was in a big, big auditorium, and it was dark at the moment, and I didn't know the magnitude of how many people were in there. And then she starts laying hands on folks, and she put her hands on one man and prayed for him. And all of a sudden, when she put her hands on him and prayed for this man, it mowed an entire row completely back under the power of God. I mean,
so mowed means
they just fell down like dominoes, kind of like your cut thing. Okay, they fell down like dominoes,
almost like a wave of glory went over them. You know, you go out into the water and you think you can walk out, and all of a sudden this wave hits you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like eating sand for a moment there because it pushes you over. It's sort of like a wave of glory, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Wow. And it fanned all the way back to the end of the auditorium. Right. It was powerful.
You know, when you know, Brother Isaiah Kadari was on, he was talking from Nigeria about there's been people crying out for the glory. Mm. I thought about, you know, that dream and what God has said to you. And that's what that cry of that minister was. You know, who wants to be religious?
Yeah.
I mean, who wants to do the next thing because that's what we do?
Right.
Versus, like, we're in relationship with God, and God's Spirit's amongst us. When we come together, I mean, God's with us, and he's doing this and that, and it's like, oh, my goodness, and we almost have to, you know, we have to take care of all the things. You know, we have to be responsible for things. But it's just we enjoy coming together, and we're a family, you know, and that's what you want. That's what the glory of God does. I remember, you know, during the Brownsville Revival, I was sitting at the one of the sound booths one night, you know, places packed out with people, all the nations, you know, there. And so I came in and just sat in the sound booth area next to one of the sound guys, maybe Vince. And he's a UPS worker.
Right.
And he wears a brown uniform. This year's does. Anyway, so that I'm sitting here just watching, listening to Steve Hill minister, actually, and all of a sudden this it was like I was being pressed down, like something was pushing on my head, pushing on my shoulders, and I'm sitting in this chair. I'm just pushing down on you, and it wasn't like harmful, but it was like this heavy weight, and then it pushed, and it just got heavier and heavier and heavier and heavier. It was like, this chair is in my way. I think I'm supposed to be on the floor. Then it's like this chair was actually an issue. And next thing you know, I was on the floor with this weighty blanket of glory just over me. And it was amazing. I mean, God is so awesome, you know, what he can do. And I remember another particular encounter where, you know, they were just going after God. God was just, you know, in his presence and the glory of God is just everywhere. It's a river. I mean, it's almost like a low river. So if that's a small river, what God's talking about is almost tsunamis. So can you imagine a tsunami of that?
Wow.
Because you could feel it's your knees and your legs and your ankles. I mean, you could feel the depth of this glory river coming. It's a river of imagine a low current electricity, you know, just going, but it's not water. It's glory. Yeah, it's the glory of God, but I remember Rhonda Owens. I mean, she could not. She walked into the glory, and she's like a fish. And so, but you had to do everything you could to stand up because your joints just turned to rubber. I mean, it's like your joints don't work. And if you're ministering to people, you got to stay up. So one night, you know, I got prayer and or just under the power of God, and I just laid out. I just laid on the floor, just kind of said, you know, God, whatever, you know. And next thing you know, I started feeling this heat in my ear, and I'm, you know, thinking, oh great, you know, I got an earache, you know, all this is going on now. I got an earache, and then all of a sudden it's like the spread, like it got hotter and hotter, and I'm thinking, what's this? And then my other ear got hotter, almost like warm oil was going over my ears. And all of a sudden, my entire head just got warm oil of God's glory poured over my head. And God began to just shape me and do things inside of me. And just an encounter with God is awesome. Forget about religion.
Yeah.
And there's so many young people out there right now. You are so hungry for God. And there's some older people out there. You're thinking, this is where I was born again, that kind of power. And I've been in this religious thing. Listen, it's time for all this to come together and for us to believe God. We need God. God created. He's God of the universe. He's created everything. And we're created for his glory. I think about, you know, Smith Wigglesworth, when he would come into a particular meeting place, and maybe it's like a parlor, but we're going to go sit around before, you know, he would go speak somewhere. And he's somebody that's going to be with the Lord, but just a powerful man of God, and used by the Lord, a plumber and by trade. But the glory of God was so strong on his life when he began to pray that people couldn't even stand up in the room. They'd have to crawl out of the room that he was in.
Wow.
You know, and that's how God wants that for everybody. He wants to be, you know, we're as close to God as we want to be.
Yeah.
As we want to be. The thing about it is all the deceptive lies that says this is better than what God has to offer, you gotta realize those are just counterfeits. But God's got something so good in store for you. Heaven's going to be awesome. I think about 90 minutes in heaven. I mean, just the sound of heaven is what this minister, his name is Piper.
Don
Piper.
Don Piper.
Yeah, he spends 90 minutes in heaven. You know, gets in a car accident. Immediately he's in the presence of, well, he's in heaven. You can hear more about it. Go to the VFN Torch about it. And so, he described a lot of awesome things about it, but the one thing he misses the most about heaven is the sound of heaven. He said the sound would just travel through your body and bring such a great feeling that, I mean, you think, well, you miss the gold, the streets of glory, you miss the presence. It's like the sound, I mean, everything God has is good.
Wow.
Everything he does is good. And when God says, I want to get close to you, I want to bring my glory close to you, you know, what's going to happen probably right before that is a time of rearrangement, some time of breaking up hard soil and shaking mindsets and, you know, false gods falling down, money, jobs, things, economy, maybe, you know, where people turn to him.
Mm.
And then he just shows himself mighty. I think about Hosea chapter 2. He talks about it. He says, you know, I gave you all these different things and you just ran off and you left me.
Mm.
You ran off with your lovers. And you credited them for everything I gave you. So I'm just going to give you over to them. I'm just going to give you over to them. But he's like, he's not writing them off. There's something he's doing here. So he says, I'm just going to give you over to all your lovers until they don't want anything to do with you.
Mm.
And so he just gives us over to something. Mm. You can read about that in Romans chapter 1. He just gives us over. Mm-hmm. He said, then you'll come back to me and you'll no longer call me your boss, but you'll call me your husband. You'll call me. It'll be an intimate relationship with me. And then he said, I'm bringing you now out of that wilderness place, and I'll begin to give you back what I gave you originally, that you said that they're the government gave it to you, or you know, somebody gave it. I'll begin to give it back to you one by one so you can see that it's me that gave it to you.
Mm.
It's like, okay, job, God, here, right? Car, God, here. Family, God, here. House. I mean, he's just giving it back. And then you're like, oh, I know this comes from God.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that by when we honor God.
Mm-hmm.
When we really believe it's him, guess what we do? We honor him with the first fruits. It's like, God gave me this house. God gave me this job. God gave me this paycheck. Guess what? The first fruits are his. That's coming right out. It's going straight to him because I truly know it came from God. I don't want those desert experiences, and I don't want to be turned over to these things. And so realize going through this difficult season that seems to be in next few months, if you can look at the vision of what God's going to do and begin to prepare yourself for it and focus on it, you can endure this season because God's going to do something powerful, greater than you would even believe if he told you. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.